Millions of people in Yemen turned out to vote today in a strange kind of presidential election. There was only one way to vote. Yes, because there was only one candidate. That man was the vice president under Ali Abdullah Saleh, who ruled Yemen for more than 3 decades. He finally agreed to step down after nearly a year of mass protest against his rule. And NPR's Kelly McEvers reports on the process of replacing him.
They call the next president of Yemen, Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, the consensus candidate. In many ways, he's got something for everyone. First, take the people in the outgoing president's dusty hometown, about an hour's drive outside Yemen's capital, Sana'a, inside a school that served as a polling station.
There are several pictures of President Saleh still here, sort of presiding over the proceedings as he has for 33 years in Yemen. What the people here are telling us is that they're voting for the new Yemen, for the new start. But the impression is that they're doing that because they think that's what Saleh wants them to do. I cried today as I voted, says Raisa Assayani. We loved our president, but if he says his deputy is the best man for Yemen, then he is the best man for Yemen. If a man marries into your family, she says, you have to call him stepfather. Then take the people in Shumaila, one of the Yemeni capital's poorest and most crowded neighborhoods. The stench of rot is powerful. Basic services like trash collection and electricity have been hard to come by in recent months. You could say the area is half and half, half with Saleh, half against. Aziza Nasser says a new president represents a hope that Yemen might just go back to normal again. And finally, take the people in Change Square, a warren of tents in the capital that looks like something between a shanty town and a state fair. It's been the center of protest against Saleh for more than a year. One huge poster tells those who hated Saleh what to do. Eskatu Busautik, throw him out with your vote.
So unlike in the president's neighborhood, where it was like, support him with your vote, here it is, throw him out with your vote. Uh-huh.
Still, despite the fact that several million of Yemen's 25 million people went out to vote today, many people boycotted the election altogether. Part of the agreement for Saleh to step down and his vice president to take over was a promise of immunity for Saleh. Many protesters boycotted the election today because they say that's unacceptable, given that hundreds of protesters were killed by Saleh's forces. What's more, an insurgent group in the north and separatists in the south of Yemen say the transfer of power did little to address their demands. In both places, boycotters blocked people from voting today, sometimes with violence. The U.S. ambassador to Yemen, who played a major role in inking the deal, says it's only the beginning. Now, says Ambassador Gerald Feierstein, Yemen's new president will need to oversee a 2-year transitional period where major changes will be made in the constitution and the military, not to mention keep the peace while finding a way to bring the north and the south back into the fold.
I hope that at the end of the 2 years, we have created a foundation that will allow the country to move forward. But realistically, we're talking about a generational challenge.
Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Sana'a.